We check in with Mr. Pat O'Dowd from the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. Big day today, their annual MLK breakfast. Probably the biggest breakfast of the year in Jackson, but no breakfast today because, as we told you, they're going virtual. Pat, can you give our listeners an update so they can participate?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Greg, for allowing us to come on today and talk to your viewer or your listeners. Today at 8 o'clock, the Chamber is going to debut its Martin Luther King Jr. Diversity Celebration video. This is a collaboration between Spring Arbor University, their students out there, Rick Walton over at the Walton Insurance Agency had a role in it, and JTV. We've put together an hour-long video with inspirational messages from various community leaders, and we even have a spot from seventh graders at the Parkside of Middle School. They're going to be reciting one of Dr. King's speeches. That's a pretty cool rendition. Got a chance to see the video yesterday. I think the community is going to be very proud, and there's just a lot of very inspirational stories in there. We look at a couple of the businesses in town that have been thriving through 2019, 2020, despite the pandemic. So I just feel great about what our Martin Luther King committee has been able to put together to honor the legacy of Dr. King.
Well, great job by those kids, Pat.
Yeah, they did a phenomenal job. And Jeremy Patterson, great leader over there at the Parkside Middle School, led that effort. And the Jackson District Library played a part in that. They got a grant that made that possible. So just a really, really cool video. Paula Cunningham has some inspirational words. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Kevin Brown, Lee Hampton, Daniel Mahoney, Monica Mosier. Just a list of who's who in Jackson. And I think that it's a video for all ages. So again, it's 8 a.m. on JTV, JTV.tv, or if you're on social media, you can catch that video premiering on the Chamber's Facebook page as well. So should be a great celebration.
Will that eventually be on your website?
Yep, we'll have that on our website. It's actually going to play again today. If you can't make it at 8, it's going to play again at 10.
Okay.
On those same formats. And it'll be available all through the month of February. Black History Month, we'll have that planned both on our social media and on our website. Our website is jacksonchamber.org.
Well, like you said, great job by that committee.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of experience on that committee. Renell Weathers, Karen Richard, she's the chairperson for the Chamber's board of directors. And every year they put together, like you mentioned, the biggest breakfast in Jackson, generally 450 attendees. And they've did a spectacular job and work with Tim Booth, too, our legislative affairs director. And they've put together a video that rivals that breakfast, really, the experience that you got at the breakfast. So just proud to be a part of the Chamber and part of today.
Hey, thanks, Pat. Appreciate the flyby.
Thank you for everything, Greg. We appreciate everything you're doing out there.
Take care. Pat O'Dowd from the Chamber. Again, their event will start at 8 o'clock this morning.